God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things.
This is Pastor Larry from Southwest Radio Church. As we move down the corridor of time to the day when the trumpet sounds, let us thank our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for his goodness and mercy. In 2001, Bernard Goldberg came out with a book that was an eye-opener. The title of the book, Bias, a CBS Insider Exposes How the Media Distort the News. Then in 2012, Ben Shapiro came out with another shocker, Primetime Propaganda. It was another expose of left-wing media distortion. People like Michael Moore have obviously been getting their information from the left-wing media. The media is a good tool to sway the minds of a nation. If you go back to 1939, you will find that Nazi Germany produced a film titled I Accuse. It was a propaganda film calculated to get Germany's support for eugenics and euthanasia. It is also an emotional apologetic for murdering infants. The movie was pure melodrama. The primary plot concerned a woman pianist who grows progressively disabled because of MS. Unable to play her beloved piano and deeply worried about becoming a burden to her physician husband, she begs to be euthanized. The third main character is a university professor who lectures his students on how in nature only those who are fit survive. He illustrates his teaching with graphic documentary scenes of asylums from Nazi film archives, which depict the patients as grotesque monsters and as inhuman. It is in this context that the parents of a disabled infant beg the doctor to kill their child as an act of mercy. Now, on the show today, I interview James Yeager, a film producer who has produced a documentary showing how Hollywood and American movies are quite often vehicles for anti-American, anti-conservative propaganda. I think you will enjoy the interview. And you will certainly enjoy getting your own copy of Mainstream. We have all heard of the globalist agenda, and we have all heard about the swamp. Some parents have told me that they're really concerned about their children. What has happened to my son? What has happened to my daughter? We brought them up in church, Sunday school, Awana, church camp, and so forth, but they have changed so much. Do you think, friends, that the mainstream media has had something to do with the change in your kids? Are they behaving like they never heard of the Bible? Our guest for this show and the next is James Yeager. He has been on with us before. We're going to be talking about his film Mainstream, How Hollywood Movies and the New York Media are promoting the globalist agenda. James, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you very much for having me, Pastor Larry. It's great to be here.
Well, there was a Supreme Court case, Burtson versus Wilson, and the Supreme Court said this, and I'm going to quote it, "Motion pictures are a significant medium for the communication of ideas." Flesh that out for us, because I think it's very descriptive of what you've done in your film, Mainstream.
Well, that's true, Larry. It looks like we have a cornucopia of production and movies and choices out there. We have got hundreds and hundreds of companies, Focus Features, Gramercy Features, HBO Films, the History Channel, you know, you name it, ImageWorks. And it just looks like we have such a choice of movies. We've got hundreds of companies and hundreds of selections. But when you really boil it down, we have six movie companies at this time. Six. Comcast, Viacom, Walt Disney, Time Warner, Sony, and 21st Century Fox. So six companies are basically controlling 95% of what every man, woman, and child in America sees and hears and reads. And this is not healthy for a democracy, and I think the Supreme Court was pointing this out.
Well, I think that is very, very dangerous, and I'm glad you say we think we've got hundreds and hundreds of choices. We really don't. But you talk about how Hollywood movies and the New York media are promoting the globalist agenda. I'm thinking of the principle of collectivism, and the ultimate goal is world enslavement. How is that coming through, and how are we being really led as though we had a hook in our noses, you know, like the ox to a slaughter?
Well, when you look at the actual films that come out of Hollywood, almost everything is anti-Christian, socialist-oriented, liberal, European-oriented in that they are big on socialism there. And really, everything that comes out of it kind of points to bigger and bigger government. And really, the ultimate of big government is global government, total government. So this is a philosophy of the collectivism, which is Geodra Griffin points out, the author Creature from Jekyll Island points out numerous times in the movie. We have basically two philosophical beliefs. One is the belief of collectivism, that the state and the group is all, and the other is belief in the individual, which is what John Locke and our founders set up this nation under. So really, the movies promote a collectivist philosophy, and I think the founding fathers and the Constitution point to a more individual, the individually strong. And our children are learning this. This is being embedded in them from the time they're old enough to watch a movie up till when they become a young adult. Then they shift over and watch the six networks that are all owned by conglomerates, Fox News, CNN, ABC, CBS, NBC, and MSNBC, are all owned by those six conglomerates that I mentioned earlier.
And that's very dangerous. And I love the scripture that you bring out, Ephesians 5:11, take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. And I think you do about a three-hour expose of the works of darkness.
Yes, the scripture that we quote at the beginning of the movie did not occur to us until after we had finished editing the movie and looked at it and said, what biblical phrase sums up this movie? And we actually had two or three other ones up there, and then all of a sudden this one just popped out of nowhere, almost a divine inspiration. And we said, this is it. Because Mainstream is long. It's a four-part miniseries. And so your listeners can watch it in four parts and digest each part. And we think that it's not coming to a theater near you because it's critical of the media. So we're not going to get any help with the mainstream media promoting this film. In fact, they would really like this film probably to go away because the media does not like to be the issue. They like to point the finger at everyone else in the under the sun, moon, and stars, but they can take no criticism of them their own.
Well, what precisely do you mean by the mainstream media? In fact, the title of the film is Mainstream.
All right, that's a good question, and we do divine the word mainstream in the film. But roughly, the mainstream media, it refers to the Hollywood, the MPAA studios. That's the Hollywood studios. They're all a member of a trade association called the MPAA. It includes the New York networks, and again, there's six of those, ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, and so on. So the mainstream media is the media that's connected to any of these conglomerates that basically most of the people in America see. 95%, 98% of the people see the mainstream media. And the mainstream media is very busy in purchasing and buying up any independent production companies and TV stations that are out there. So it's been basically consolidating the news and the entertainment for the past 30 years. And Ben Bagdikian, one of the major historians on media, basically chronicles this in his books on the media. Ben Bagdikian, that's something you might want to write down and read some of his materials. So I don't know if I've explained it, but basically the mainstream media is what most people see, one way or the other. It's what influences them, their children's lives, their view on life. And when you have a mainstream media that's anti-Christian, anti-conservatism, that's naturally going to generate a whole generation of kids that are basically averse to these views.
Right, and I think you're absolutely right, because it seems to me a lot of my listeners are basically in a state of denial. You know, it's not that bad. Where are you getting this stuff from? And of course, whenever we write anything, we've really got to document it. And I think that's good, because people know we're not making it up. But so many Americans, even church people, I'm amazed at how many people in churches, especially the large churches, downtown, First Baptist, First Presbyterian, First This, First That, you know, where a lot of people go, they wear suits and so forth. They're part of the world. they really don't understand. And I think, you know, I've often gotten the impression, well, these people have been brainwashed. And I think that's exactly what's happening with the mainstream media.
That's right. And it's a planned program of social engineering. And your church, to its credit, is running a movie called Cultural Marxism, which is another one of our productions, Cultural Marxism, The Corruption of America. And this movie explains exactly how Marxists, basically using various social engineering technologies, have infiltrated not only the mainstream media, but academia and even the clergy. And so this movie is available through the church right now. I would make a recommendation that if your viewers watch Cultural Marxism and understand the technique, then they watch Mainstream to see how it was specifically employed in the mainstream media to indoctrinate our kids. They will have a pretty good primer on this indoctrination that's going on in America.
Well, I think you're right about that indoctrination. As a matter of fact, there have been some very disappointing developments, especially, for example, with Chick-fil-A and Hallmark. They seem to be turning their backs on the conservative Christian viewers and customers that actually help them to find a place in society. And, you know, going back to 2012, 2013, a lot of Christians were really supporting Chick-fil-A, and it grew and grew and grew, I think, to being the third most popular, fast food restaurant in America. And then yet, to have the leadership turn their backs on the very people who propel them into orbit, so to speak, even though many people were very, voiced displeasure about that, it didn't seem to matter. The main thing is they wanted to appeal to the LGBTQ ABC group, and that the same thing with Hallmark. And I think perhaps what's happened is the media has been so dominant, so powerful, so negatively forceful that people have been brainwashed.
Yeah, in all honesty, Pastor Larry, I don't know much about Chick-fil-A because I don't eat any fast food. And we homeschooled our kids, and they don't even know what McDonald's is. They know what it is, but they don't want to go there. But this, almost anything the mainstream media wants to accomplish, any direction they want to take the American public, they just basically promote it and propagandize it over the long term. Every movie in Hollywood has to have a dysfunctional family. Every movie in Hollywood has to have a gay, lesbian, or homosexual person in it. Every single movie. It's almost like the new Will's Code. And this is a slow, endless indoctrination that's been taking place over the decades. It's a drip on the marble. And it's eating in and corrupting our youth and getting them prepared to be acceptant of the mainstream media that comes out of the New York. The media is in the pocket of the government. And it is just, we have to start with the media, and we have to start with term limits. We have to flush out the influences that are propagandizing our country against the Constitution, the principles set forth in the Constitution, and the biblical principles that the founders used to establish this nation. And we're not going to do it until we reverse the propaganda and the terms that these congressmen are in office.
Well, I think you're right. And I've noticed, in fact, there have been several studies. Many parents think that their kids lose their faith by the time they go to college. But there are many studies that show that by the time they are in the seventh and eighth grades, they've, quote, lost their faith. And I would think, well, how did that happen? Well, what you're telling us right now, I think it's the mainstream media, the movies, so many of the, even the Sunday school programs that, I've looked at several Sunday school programs and vacation Bible school literature. I've been very concerned because it's really not distinctively Christian, and we see New Age ideas creeping in, ideas that I think are supportive of globalism, ideas that kind of paint America in a bad light. If we're trying to preserve our borders, which I think we absolutely have to do, otherwise we have no country. I think this is what's happening. This is what's happening to our young people. And by the time they're in the seventh or eighth grades, they're already in bad shape, and they're behaving like, hey, you're not my kid anymore.
Absolutely. And if your listeners watch the movie Cultural Marxism, which, again, your church is carrying, and they study this movie really carefully. Pat Buchanan is in this movie, and we interviewed Pat and Ron Paul, and also Ted Baer, who's head of the Christian TV and Theatrical Association and Movie Guide. They will see that there are three technologies that they are using on our kids, known as critical theory, cultural pessimism, and androgyny. And these three social engineering technologies are being used every day in the media, academia, and as I said, even bleeding into the clergy. But if they firmly get a understanding of these three social engineering technologies, they will see it in almost every movie they watch. When you're sitting down and watching your movies from Netflix, you'll be able to watch that movie and say, wow, that's critical theory. Wow, that's androgyny. You can actually see this technology, these techniques, in the movies as you're watching. Even Star Trek, you know, some, even the most amazing movies, they have this subtle underlying philosophy of collectivism, socialism, liberalism, anti-Christian. It's in almost every movie. And I won't say that it saturates the movies, because the control group that runs Hollywood is wise enough to know that you just bleed this into the movies. Maybe 5 or 10% of every movie is this. But it's a slow, insidious corruption.
Well, James, thank you so much for being on the show today. We are looking forward to continuing our discussion on our next show, and I think this has been very enlightening.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Pastor Larry. It was a pleasure being here.
Matthew, please come to the mic and tell our listeners how they can get mainstream.
Thank you, Pastor Larry. Our very special offer today is the DVD titled Mainstream. This is a double DVD set with parts 1 and 2 on DVD 1 and parts 3 and 4 on DVD 2. Over 3.5 hours of eye-opening material. You can have a copy for a gift of $35 if you live in the United States and $45 if you live in Canada. To place your order, just call our call center at 1-800-652-1144. You can also order by writing to us at Post Office Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73147. And of course, you can order this marvelous DVD set on our website at swrc.com. We also have the popular book by Ali Anderson titled Unscrambling the Millennial Paradox. If you'd like the book by itself, you can have a copy for a gift of $20, but it is yours free if you order the DVD Mainstream. You cannot beat that. Order the DVD Mainstream and get The Millennial Paradox as a gift from us. Our phone number is 1-800-652-1144. The address to write is Post Office Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73147. And the website is swrc.com. Here again is Pastor Larry.
Well, Marvin, this report from California is, I mean, poop in the street is nothing compared to this one. Although, I don't know, that's pretty bad. But listen to this. You know, people generally need a motivational push in the form of rewards and punishment. For example, bad behavior in schools will usually get the students suspended. Ignoring bad behavior, especially in the form of disobedience to teachers, only encourages bad behavior. Students who don't exhibit bad behavior will wonder if good behavior is of any value. Now listen to this. A law that takes effect in 2020 will make it illegal to suspend a student in grades 1 through 5 for disobeying teachers or administrators. Starting in 2020, the rule will be applied to students in grades 6 through 8 and will include charter schools.
Supporters of the new law say the law is necessary to combat racism. There's that word again, Pastor Larry.
Yeah, it's a catch-all. If you don't like what's happening, just blame it on racist.
More black kids, allegedly, are punished and suspended for disobeying teachers than white kids. Hence, suspensions have to be abolished.
What an odd way to deal with the problem.
A study by San Diego State and UCLA called Get Out, Black Male Suspensions in California Public Schools, found that the statewide suspension rate for black males is 3.6 times greater than that of the statewide rate for all students.
Well, when the students disobey the teacher, that's a serious matter. If the kids are disobeying, there will be very little teaching going on. The net result of that will be that the quality of education will be seriously compromised.
That is serious, Pastor Larry. If the quality of education is compromised, the end result will be that students will not be adequately prepared for the job market, nor will they be adequately prepared to go on to college, university, or on to vocational training.
Is the school system setting a dangerous precedent? I mean, supposing people of a particular ethnic profile were 3.6 times more likely to commit auto theft. Should we therefore decriminalize auto theft because the law's racist?
That seems to be the mentality in California. If they want to reduce crime, they just make it legal.
Yeah, they say we got no crime.
Wonderful how that works. The Bible does speak about lawlessness as one of the signs of the end times.
Well, Marvin, when students are in public school, they should be prepared for the job market. They need to learn that certain behavior will not be tolerated. People who work in the public and private sector usually are given an employee handbook that speaks about disciplinary action. Not showing up for work, being late, unexcused absences are all serious offenses for those who work. School suspensions are good training for what students will meet later in life. And I'm afraid these kids are going to get out spoiled rotten. And then when they can't hold a job, they'll go on welfare.
Pastor Larry, it's all about consequences. You make bad decisions, you got to face the consequences. Just like sin in your life. Sin in your life, you're going to have consequences. School students should be trained so that they will be productive and responsible citizens. Our society is in a self-destruct mode. Political correctness, progressive education, and the absence of discipline will destroy a nation from within.
Well, just imagine. Number one, the kids won't be able to learn anything. We'll be a nation of dopes, really. I mean, you just think of China, Russia, even little Somalia will be able to conquer us. I mean, this is so unbelievably stupid. I hate to use the word, but to not discipline kids. You know, in these other countries, they're well-disciplined. Little boys and girls, boy, they march into class, and when the bell rings, nobody gets up. They have to say, "Teacher, may we be excused?" And the teacher smiles, and she pauses, and nobody leaves. And then she says, "Yes, you may be excused." Now, that's discipline. And what do you think would happen if one of those kids runs out before the teacher says, "Yes, you may be excused"? You can be rest assured there will be disciplinary action. You know, Marvin, liberalism is a destructive ideology, and it could very easily destroy America. America is a wonderful place. There are some people who hate America, and it seems like they live on the West Coast, although we have them here in Oklahoma. But I know one thing, what's on the West Coast drifts this way, and we need to stand strong. We need to encourage teachers. We need to let police officers know that we stand behind them if they do what they need to do in enforcing the law and maybe shoot somebody. And if it's a justifiable situation, we need to back them and not just back away, back away, back away. And all we're doing is endorsing evil and putting a noose around our necks and killing our country. Just after the attack on Iranian General Qasem Soleimani and his companions in murder, Colin Kaepernick tweeted, and I quote him, "There is nothing new about American terrorist attacks against black and brown people for the expansion of American imperialism," close quotes. In another tweet, Kaepernick decried, quote, "American imperialism and its policing and plundering of the non-white world," close quotes.
Kaepernick uses his freedom in America to slam America. He has already faced immense criticism for previous comments, apparently pressuring the NFL teams to avoid recruiting him. Freedom to dissent and criticize national leaders is a wonderful thing. Even Kaepernick enjoys it in America. But look at some of the other countries. Protesters in Iran have slammed Iran. The results? More than 1,000 have been shot dead in multiple protests across Iran. Last year in China, a man spent 10 days in jail because he disagreed with President Xi. With the election of President Trump, several high-profile figures in America said they were going to leave the country. Well, they are still here. In Nazi Germany, Lutheran pastor Dietrich Bonhoeffer was executed for his criticism of Hitler. So what else can I say, Pastor Larry, but God bless America.
Man, I agree with you. What a wonderful, wonderful country we live in. And, you know, Marvin, I think more and more people are realizing that.
Thank you, Pastor Larry. Our very special offer today is the DVD titled Mainstream. This is a double DVD set with parts 1 and 2 on DVD 1 and parts 3 and 4 on DVD 2. Over 3.5 hours of eye-opening material. You can have a copy for a gift of $35 if you live in the United States and $45 if you live in Canada. To place your order, just call our call center at 1-800-652-1144. You can also order by writing to us at Post Office Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73147. And of course, you can order this marvelous DVD set on our website at swrc.com. We also have the popular book by Ali Anderson titled Unscrambling the Millennial Paradox. If you'd like the book by itself, you can have a copy for a gift of $20, but it is yours free if you order the DVD Mainstream. You cannot beat that. Order the DVD Mainstream and get The Millennial Paradox as a gift from us. Our phone number is 1-800-652-1144. The address to write is Post Office Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73147. And the website is swrc.com. While you're browsing our website, take a look at the many different sections we offer. If you missed a program, or if you would like to listen to a program again, we have an entire year of programming available in our Listen section. There's lots of uplifting articles written by David Smith in our Encouragement section, and plenty of videos to watch in our Watch section. That's all happening at swrc.com. Thanks for joining us today. Make plans now to join us tomorrow when Pastor Larry and James Yeager finish this series on the Watchman on the Wall program from Southwest Radio Church.